Hey guys, I got Tony with me today. We're going to talk about a new concept he recently developed. The concept is the merging of the bucket and the spike. With the new bucket procedure, we will be using two buckets, one for each leg, and you will need a spike device to utilize the dual bucket procedure. It's pretty simple. Here are the materials you will need. You'll need 2 5-gallon buckets, your basic buckets that you can get at a hardware store or anywhere else, copper tape, and at least one clamp to be able to attach your spike pad to the copper bucket tabs that you will be creating. It took me a little over 10 minutes to make this. Let's bring Tony in and jump right into it.
You're going to have two buckets. And what you're going to do is you're going to have one leg in each bucket when you get done constructing this. And the idea here is when you do this, this is more of a spike surge, an explosive spike. I guess that's the best way of putting it. And the way it works is when you got each leg in the bucket, you form a link and a circuit with the two. And you attach one of the pads from your spike to a bucket. You can clip it on or you can, you know, however way you want to do it. And you hold the other one in, on the opposite side. And what you'll feel is the both legs will get pulsed in the solution because you're using salt water, you're using some kind of saline solution of borax, baking soda, or whatever. I use borax and baking soda so I can extract radiation from my body this way. And when you do that, it intensifies that effect of a surge and a spike. So whatever is really embedded deep, 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 deep down, it causes it to literally shatter and release. And if you touch both buckets, in other words, you touch the copper in the one bucket with the one that's already attached, the effect is volcanic. Potency of that purge that's going on will actually cause your legs to hop or jolt up. That's how powerful that is. Hits your whole body, and within 10 minutes, you will see whatever's embedded. Sometimes you feel something crawling in the legs. Sometimes you feel a little pain in the legs. Sometimes there's some sort of stress. And you do this, and you may find shortly thereafter, whatever was locking you down, whatever was assembling, whatever was attaching, whatever was integrating, has been completely turned off. So here we got, Eric's got his illustration, so he can take you through it.
Here's a basic overview. Clip one spike pad to a bucket tap. Clip the other spike pad to your opposite upper leg. The water in the bucket must, at minimum, be high enough to reach contact with the copper tape. This technique seems simple. However, it is an advanced procedure, very powerful, and not recommended for anyone that does not have any experience or fundamental knowledge of the spike itself.
Now, I want to reiterate something right here. If you've not used any of the devices, this is, I would say, primarily for somebody advanced. And this is like, you know, the other ones are like a firecracker compared to this. This is a volcano. Okay, as long as you're holding one pad and the other one connected to the bucket, you're fine. You'll get a spiking that is a stronger than a normal spike. But if you do touch both buckets and you leave that on, Your knees will be kissing your chin. That's how much of a kick this gives you. Doesn't hurt. It will produce a jolting effect going through the system. So again, if you've got a weak heart, this is not something I would suggest you do because this is really, really powerful. And if you've been injected, please don't use any of this tech. I have no idea what that will do to the operating systems you have. You have a duality of operating systems in your through your DNA and through the nanotechnology. So this is not, you're just not dealing with nanotechnology. You're dealing with a whole different synthetic biology that nobody has any idea what's going on. All these marketers selling you all this shit that they're selling you, they have no clue either. And I make these things for a living, and I'm telling you, don't use this any of the tech that we put out there. Or if you've been injected, because again, nobody knows what genetic damage that this is going to accelerate with the technology already inside you.
There's too many unknowns.
Too many unknowns. And nobody really can tell you anything. And all these doctors you're seeing on these talk shows, majority of them are paid to tell you whatever bullshit they want them to tell you. So don't fall for that either. This thing is powerful. If you got something intense going on in the lower extremities, pain or some other stuff, and you do this, you may find all of a sudden you'll release fibers and materials in the bottom of the bucket. You'll see all kinds of crap stuff floating, and it has such an impactful release. Do not put your head in there. Do not put your hand in there. When you do that, it will jar the hell out of you if you do that. That's designed so that because your legs, your muscles and the tendons in your legs have resistance and it has to go through your whole body, your body can handle it. If you put your head in there, if you had a brain, it might be gone. And again, nobody with a brain would do this. So again, I'm reiterating things you shouldn't do so you don't get this, so I don't get an email or Eric gets an email saying, can we put our head in there? No, don't do that.
I'll just forward it.
Yeah, of course. but this is a spike on dynamite.
And I have like a little testimony. I've only been using it for like 2.5 days now. So I had a member of my family, he can get atrophy really quick. And sometimes when it sets in real good, he's in tremendous amount of pain. And so we used this 2 days in a row. Day one, he was able to ambulate a little bit better and he was in less pain. And by the end of the day, today, all gone. And I don't know how it gets set in sometimes. I could speculate and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, it usually takes 14 plus days to get over these type of crises that he gets into. He got over it in 2 days. So that's my little testimony. And, I've been using it too. Me and Tony share a similar experience where it feels like our legs are getting hit with something all the time. This has definitely helped me with my legs recover or heal from whatever the heck is going on in this sick and twisted, weaponized world we live in. You got anything to add, Tony, on this?
I've had a thing with my leg where I had this pain. It targeted me and then I did that. And all of a sudden the stuff came out. Once that stuff came out, whatever was trying to lock in, it came out and I was fine. So again, it's powerful, it's effective, it's really cheap to make. Your most expensive thing is going to be your spike. Again, let me reiterate the safety here. If you've got heart condition, do not use it. If you've been injected, do not use it. The idea here is to help you guys find solutions to your health, not to cause a detriment or a side effect. This is very powerful, very effective. It will remove a huge amount out of you at one time. Hey, Eric has got, if you see the bucket, he's got it down by his cheek, but you can go all the way up to about 2 inches before from the top. And the intensity is powerful. Again, I don't want you to be afraid of it. I want you just to respect it. And again, knock yourself out, make it better. Always say that, but here's another tool in your arsenal.
There you go, guys. Just be careful. Try not to overdo it. And if you don't have a good understanding about this simple tech, it's tech, but it's very simple, but you can hurt yourself. Yeah. Like all things, you can hurt yourself if you don't know what you're doing. And but for a lot of people who've been following Tony for a while, you should have a good understanding about what this stuff is and how far you can go with it without hurting yourself. We don't want to cause pain because there's enough pain and suffering out there. So that's all we got. You guys take care and you be safe. Open your eyes.